Book 3, Across the Western Sea. Chapter 24.
Letho Shellhound regained consciousness painfully, discovering that he could only see through one eye. The captive outlaw found he could not move his paws. They were bound, outspread, to the bars of a wooden cage. He tried to wriggle free, but the whole structure wobbled and shook. Letho gave up struggling and waited until his senses were fully restored before taking stock of his situation. The cage was suspended by a thick rope high on the fortress tower. It hung beneath the windowsill of Rigu Felis's personal chamber. The top of Letho's head ached abominably from the blow of the wildcat's axe haft. He tasted dried blood on his lips and guessed that his eyelid was sealed shut by some of that same blood which had flowed from his head wound. Wrenching his face to one side, he rubbed the wounded eye against his shoulder, blinking until it was cleared and he could see properly once more. Below him, the pier was crowded with otter slaves, hemmed in by armed cat guards. Gazing down on the sea of upturned faces, the outlaw's defiant spirit rose as he roared at the cat guards.
Hee-ya-ee! I am the Shellhound! Loose me, cowards, and I'll fight you all with my bare paws!
A bucket of water drenched Letho, causing him to gasp with shock. Rigu Felis leaned over the windowsill, still holding the bucket, his chainmail mask tinkling as it hung down from his ruined face.
Shout all you like, Shellhound. Your fighting days are gone forever. I have plans for you, outlaw. Would you like to hear them?
Letho raised his dripping face, teeth bared in a snarl.
Let me out of here, and I'll fight you to the death, half-face. Even with my paws bound behind my back, I'll slay you.
The warlord laughed.
Brave words. That's all you have left, outlaw. Listen now, whilst I speak some words of my own.
Throwing the bucket away, the wildcat leaned out from the still, his voice ringing out to those below.
Hear me! I am Rigu Felis, a true wildcat and warlord of Green Isle. No longer will my domain be troubled by runaways and rebels. See, I have captured their chief, the bold Letho Shellhound. He will remain up here until his friends surrender. Either they can give themselves up, or they may sneak back here in future days to look up at this cage. They will see the bones of Shellhound bleaching in the sun and rotting in the weather. Gulls and carrion birds will pick at his remains. That will be on their heads. If the rebels do not give themselves up, he starves to death. No beast defies Rigu Felis. This is a lesson every creature on Green Isle must learn.
Below on the pier, Wheelmark Scott unfurled his whip and cracked it viciously over the slaves.
Back to work, idle beasts! Gather the crops, forage for kindling wood, fish the lake. Tonight there will be a great feast in honour of Lord Felis's triumph.
The captives went back to their enforced chores, despair stamped on their faces, some openly shedding tears. The wildcat foe had finally won. Their leader, Letho Shellhound, was a prisoner, strung up in a high cage to die. Now their last sweet dreams of freedom had truly deserted them.